Did Cristiano Ronaldo dive against Garner? Piers Potter, CNT Life, London. Cristiano Ronaldo may have broken a record for scoring a goal across five different World Cups, but his achievement was marred after copping swift backlash over a dive. The 37-year-old became the first player in history to score a goal at five World Cups when he found the back of the net against Ghana on Friday morning. Ghana coach Otto Addo strongly criticized the American referee who awarded the penalty to Cristiano Ronaldo, calling it a special gift. Cristiano Ronaldo won and converted the penalty in the second half, becoming the first male player to score in five World Cups. Portugal beat Ghana 3-2. If someone scores a goal, congratulations. But it was really a gift. A real gift, said Otto Addo. What more can I say? It was a special gift from the referee. Addo's criticism of American referee Ismail Elfath was so direct that it could get him in trouble with FIFA. When asked what he thought was the reason for Ghana's narrow defeat, Addo replied, "The referee." Otto Addo believes Ghana defender Mohamed Salisu did not foul Ronaldo for the penalty and complained that the officials did not use VAR to make sure. Salisu's thigh appeared to make light contact with Ronaldo's leg before the Portuguese captain fell to the ground. "I think it was a really bad decision," said the Ghana coach. "I don't know why VAR didn't intervene. There is no explanation for me. And then it's difficult against a world-class team when they are leading." The 47-year-old former Ghana player, who is playing in his first World Cup as a coach, reportedly even tried to meet the referee after the game to ask him about the incident. Addo also complained that Ismail Elfath had missed many fouls on his players. "I tried," said Addo. "I asked people outside FIFA if I could speak with the referee in a calm and quiet manner, but they said he was in a meeting and that was not possible." However, the way in which the penalty was awarded sparked anger. Portugal were handed a penalty in the 64th minute when it was deemed Mohamed Salisu brought down Ronaldo in the box. Ronaldo's record-breaking goal no doubt went some way towards easing his troubles, despite Portugal copping an almighty scare from a late charge in Ghana in their first group stage match. Setting the stage for a Portugal win, Ronaldo threatened to score numerous times in the first half before handing Portugal the lead from the penalty spot in the 64th minute. Ghana levelled shortly afterwards through André Ayew, setting up an exciting final 20 minutes. However, Portugal looked to have put the game to bed when they struck twice in 2 minutes, holding a 3-1 lead heading into injury time. Ronaldo received a huge ovation when he was replaced, but he had barely sat down when Ghana made it 3-2, substitute Osman Bukhari taking advantage of some lax marking to head in a deflected cross in the 89th minute. There was no contact between Salisu and Ronaldo, and that the referee had to also refer to the video assistant referee VAR, which he did not. Thank you for tuning in. CNT Life, London, Piers Potter.